Interim Recreation and Parks Director Jason Nutt. Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
It's nice to have you here.
It's a pleasure. I'm happy to be here.
So what's with this interim director thing?
So the last Recreation and Parks Director left the city back in
September. City Parks, yeah.
And the city manager requested that I step in and provide some assistance to the department while they're looking through a transition to see when they're going to hire a new director.
Is the search on yet, or have you just got the gig for an indeterminate amount of time?
The search is not on yet. As we're looking through some of our budget challenges, we're trying to decide the best timing to go after a new director for the department. And because of some rule changes with some state laws, my time is ending here toward the end of the month.
We can only
sit in the position for 6 months at a time, beginning this last January.
Oh, that's so. In the rules and regs. Okay, so what's going to happen to you after that?
Well, actually, I'm the current director of Transportation and Public Works, and so that's my normal gig.
You don't have anything to do, regularly speaking, then? Transportation and Public Works.
So I've been kind of pulling double duty for the last about 8 months.
Okay, so you'll be ready for a vacation before you get back to your regular gig.
Yes.
And we'll talk a little bit about moving forward in both of these arenas coming up. But what we wanted to focus on this morning, because there's been so much discussion about budget cuts and the city and county taking a really hard look at some of their properties and realizing that in so many cases, you know, the amount of disrepair or lack of upgrades is pretty severe.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah. And so in particular, we wanted to ask Jason about the Bennett Valley Senior Center. And of course, a lot of people count on that place. And how old is that senior center?
It was built in the 1930s, originally as a school, and was repurposed during the course of the early 2000s as a senior center. It was acquired from the school district by the local senior club. And then they operated it for about 10 years before giving it to the city to operate as a senior center.
And a lot of people go there. A lot of people take classes there, whether they're educational in nature or, you know, physical exercise in nature. And so there's a lot that goes on there. I bet right now a lot of people who use those services are wondering what next.
Yeah, they are. And we have about 100 seniors that are utilizing that facility each month. It was quite a bit higher prior to the opening of Person Senior Wing over at the Finley Community Center
Okay,
complex.
So a lot of people went there.
And so we did see a lot of shift. Some of it was because programs were relocated at that time when that facility opened, but others was it was just more convenient for them to get to that spot. It is a big, beautiful building that's newer and provides some more opportunities. We did meet with the senior community that utilizes Bennett Valley Senior Center a week or two ago and started the discussion about what may be coming. And, we really wanted to better understand their concerns, what sort of things that they wanted the city to really look at if we were going to consider making some adjustments in the services we provide at that site. And then they wanted to know a little bit more about the challenges we have with the building itself.
Well, the building itself, and let's talk about that. We're talking about the Bennett Valley Senior Center right on Bennett Valley Road in Santa Rosa. And you said the building was built in the 30s. I'm not sure if much has been done since then, but what would have to be done in order to, you know, get that building, you know, upgraded?
Yeah, there are two or three fairly significant but small dollar amount type of items that we need to address. And we'll probably be looking at doing that here over the next year or so, depending upon what the city council ultimately decides to do with the building. But the most significant piece is there is a roof component on it that needs some significant attention.
And kind that of an important part.
It is. And it was an add-on component that was done at some point during the last two decades in an effort to provide a better service for the community that was occupying it. And it just needs to be done differently at this point. It's got to be redone. We've looked at trying to just repair it, and it really can't be repaired. It really needs to be replaced.
Okay, so that's one big issue. And one of the concerns that we always have when we're talking about old buildings, whether it be the city or the county, is does it make sense to upgrade those buildings, or should we level them and start all over?
And that's exactly what we're trying to effort right now. Last year, we hired a consultant to come in and look at 114 of the city structures with the idea of trying to better understand what the deferred maintenance is.
Yeah.
And ultimately, what we asked them to do is to take the results of their evaluation and determine if there are buildings that we should either consider divesting of or actually moving toward
that.
Demolition.
Consider divesting of, yeah, sell them out, right?
It kind of determines whether or not there's a better use with somebody else being the owner.
Yeah, especially now when obviously the housing crisis is ever much so, you know, so much of a crisis. And so I'm sure a lot of those properties, you know, that the consideration of housing goes in when the city is considering what to do with it.
Very much so. And in fact, a large portion of those structures that they identified as ones we should consider divesting, our planning and economic development department is really taking that information and going into a deeper dive on how we can, similar to what the county's been doing, reorganize our properties with an idea of doing a public-private partnership to the benefit of building new housing, providing a new home for city offices, and kind of just cleaning up some of the structures we have in the downtown.
Are you okay in your job to moving downtown Santa Rosa?
Actually, it would be okay if they moved my two departments downtown right now. Mm-hmm. It is convenient to be immediately adjacent to the maintenance staff that's currently located on the west side of town.
Yeah.
I've been in an organization where we've been separated before, and it does function. It is just convenient right now.
And it might be just a part-time, I mean, a sort of a temporary situation until everybody's in downtown Santa Rosa. The city, the county, and, you know, let me be your neighbor is going to be the cry of city and county workers, it sounds like.
It would be a great scenario for our downtown community to have all of those workers coming into downtown to, you know, enjoy lunchtime, evening time, and start to build that community.
I keep thinking, though, Jason, will it really be okay for city and county workers to all be in, you know, sort of a collective space downtown? I'm just sort of wondering about the ins and the outs of it.
I would certainly hope so. I mean, I think having a greater ability to be able to communicate back and forth with our other agency partners is just going to be a good thing in the long run.
Yeah, you might have a dumbwaiter in some of those very tall buildings that go up. We don't know yet. And when we talk about the buildings in particular, like the senior center or, you know, the big potential moves like moving the city and county offices to downtown, these are elongated processes. You know, nothing happens quickly when it comes to making that big of a move. So in terms of the senior center, as we know it, let's start there. What does the timeline look like and what's scheduled to happen next with it?
So at the moment, we're in an evaluation process for a couple of different opportunities. One is in relation to the city's current budget situation. The Department of Recreation and Parks is really looking at how we can provide a more efficient operation, how we can consolidate some of our resources to be able to provide the highest level of service, given the fact that we're probably going to be doing some budget reductions here over the course of the next couple of years.
I think that's quite fair to say, Jason.
So with that, one of the concepts that we're evaluating is whether or not consolidating the senior programming into a single or into buildings that have much more programming already is an appropriate opportunity. And so staff's really working hard to try to identify how that's going to work. Meeting with the community members in the senior center was a really big step, and we intend to go back to the community and talk with them further once we've got some ideas that we think we've fleshed out enough to really take a litmus test on where they're at.
Yeah, present some viable options, I guess.
Exactly.
Well, considering how the county is aging, and in that about a quarter of us were considered senior citizens as it stands right now, obviously those services are going to be, and the place for those services are going to be, you know, increasingly important.
It's very true. And so as we're looking and evaluating this, we're really trying to listen to some of the major concerns that we heard during our last discussion. Some of it was a reluctance of the community to cross Highway 101 to go to the other centers that we have available.
Yeah.
So we're looking at alternatives to partner with other community groups, other agencies that provide senior services out on the west, on the east side of town, in an effort to try to counteract some of that concern. The other two pieces that are really important there were people love that building. They grew up in that building. Yeah. They were part of that senior club that acquired it. And so it's really difficult for them to think about leaving that particular space.
Sure. Yeah, we all love, you know, being sort of set in our places and being able to count on them. And all of us, I think, are going to be in a more, changeable environment coming up, given the budget and a lot of other considerations and a lot of recovery, too. Jason, I hope you keep us posted with regard to this issue. And congratulations and thank you for stepping in as interim chief of the Santa Rosa City Parks.
Thank you very much for having me. And we're happy to keep folks updated as far as the progress on this particular project.
We will be counting on it. And that is Jason Nutt. He is the interim Recreation and Parks Director, soon to go back to his job at Transportation and Public Works. Yeah, that will be an easy gig.